USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID cases are now on the rise in 27 states, with health officials worrying that a fourth surge of infections is just around the corner. The U.S. is averaging around 64,000 new COVID cases a day, the highest rate in more than a month. Dr. Jonathan Reiner of George Washington University Hospital tells CNN that younger patients are leading the new wave of infections, and the best way to deal with it would be to make extra efforts to vaccinate them.
We can't wait for them to come to us. We can't wait for them to get onto the portals and make their reservations. We need to get out into the community, no reservations required, and start vaccinating people like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like forest fires, firefighters do when they go and put out these hotspots. We need to actively go and put out these hotspots, not just by masking now, not just by closing down, but by vaccinating like crazy.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Police in New York City are investigating an assault against an Asian woman as a hate crime. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
New York City police are on the lookout for the attacker caught on video brutally beating a 65-year-old Asian woman who was on her way to church. The assailant pummeled her while she was on the ground and is wanted for a hate crime. An individual described in reports as a security guard seemed unwilling to render aid to the woman and instead just simply closes the door after the attack. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio called the attack absolutely disgusting and called on New Yorkers to step up and help their fellow citizens. He said the security guard's actions in the video were absolutely unacceptable. Police say the woman was hospitalized with serious physical injuries but has since been released. The company that manages the building says that the staff members seen in the video standing by as the assault happened have been suspended pending an investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Mount Rushmore National Memorial has been closed until further notice as wildfires burn out of control in the area.
Hundreds of firefighters are battling high winds and heavy smoke near Keystone, South Dakota, as wildfires force the closure of Mount Rushmore. Travis Bushman of the U.S. Forest Service gives us this update.
Mount Rushmore National Memorial is closed and will, you know, remain closed. We evaluate it really on a daily basis. But it's closed primarily because the fire has directly affected the two main access roads into the memorial.
The wildfire is burning in heavy dead and downed timber, with the National Weather Service estimating winds today gusting up to 55 miles per hour. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And NFL owners have approved a 17-game schedule for the 2021 season. Each team will now play an additional interconference game, with the regular season ending on January 9, 2022, and Super Bowl 56 pushed back a week to February 13th. The players initially agreed to the extra game in their 2020 collective bargaining agreement. The preseason will now be cut down to 3 games, with each team remaining with 1 bye week. The new schedule also guarantees that each team will play an international game at least once in an 8-year period. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.